This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Messianic Jewish Rabbi Jonathan Kahn of Beth Israel congregation in Garfield, New Jersey. And Jonathan recently gave a talk to the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America that I believe is so prophetic. I had so many people tell me I must have Jonathan on the show. The title was The Harbinger, which means the warnings. And you would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see the warnings with the hurricanes and with 9/11. Jonathan, why doesn't everyone see what we see?
Why isn't everybody saved? You know, because man has a hardened heart. And you know, and most people, you know, we have a natural bias against judgment. We want things to go on. People are come from the world. They want it to go on. And yet, as we were talking about yesterday, that, you know, the amazing thing is the effect of 9/11 was, as you called it, a 30-day wonder. For about 30 days, there was all of a sudden the things of the world didn't matter anymore. There was a longing for salvation, for spirituality. The as you said, the houses of worship were packed across America. It accomplished what we could not accomplish with our tracks and with all that. It happened by that. So it just shows you the power, the potential of judgment for redemption.
Now, on yesterday's broadcast, you said it's important to study the pattern of sin and judgment of Israel to get insight into what is about ready to happen in America.
Exactly. Yeah, God gives a very clear pattern for judgment and warning on a nation when it enters this critical period before the point of no return, but just right at the door. And with ancient Israel, it's happened throughout history, throughout the Bible. But the ultimate pattern is that God pleads with a nation, he pleads again with a nation and again, and finally he allows the bricks of the wall to come down, there to be a breaching in the walls, and an enemy to come in, attack, lay devastation, but on a limited scale to wake up the nation. Then there's a period, there's a lull, there's a period of peace, and that's the period of grace. That's the period where the nation has the chance to either to make its decision to either come back to God, to return to God, to recognize the sign for what it is, or to turn away from God completely. And that's where we're in right now. 9/11, September 11th, was the beginning of judgment on one hand, or the signs and warnings and wake-up calls of ultimate judgment on the other. And there are key signs in the Bible. And the key scripture here is in Isaiah 9, where the people of the northern kingdom had gone so much into sin, God let the enemy come in, make the initial attack. And then instead of repenting, what Isaiah records in Isaiah 9:8, he says, "The people said in arrogance, 'The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with quarried stones. The sycamore has been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars.'" Now, in that alone, there are about 8 signs. We talked about some of them yesterday. But the key thing is the rebuilding of America came on ground zero, and it came just last year that America, instead of repenting, said, "We're going to rebuild stronger, higher," just like they did in Israel. And they began the rebuilding with a sign of the quarried stone. That's what has to happen. So on ground zero, this quarried stone came and was laid down, had a big commemoration service, and they announced, "We're going to build this. It's going to be this freedom stone. We're going to build a freedom tower." And they did exactly, without knowing it, exactly what Israel did. But there's more. There are specific signs given. And the next sign is in that verse. "The bricks are fallen, but we will rebuild with quarried stone. The sycamore tree has been cut down." All right. The next sign linked to the beginning, the dawning judgment on a nation, is the cutting down, the falling sycamore tree. Now, the sycamore tree, we would be safe in that because it doesn't really grow in New York City, the biblical sycamore tree. However, on September 11th, a freak event happened in the destruction. A steel beam from the North Tower was hurled from the sky, across the sky, went through the air, and struck down a nearby object. It was a tree. The next day, when people went to Ground Zero, they found a tree lying on the ground, pierced by the beam of the falling tower. And that tree that was struck down by 9/11 was a sycamore tree. It was the Western version of the sycamore tree, literally named after that of the Bible, the sign of the harbinger of the beginning of judgment, the striking down of the sycamore tree. And it's amazing because the people there focused on this. They made a big thing of it. They called it the tree of Ground Zero. They had a whole commemoration about it, a whole thing, not realizing that it was the sign of the beginning of judgment. But there's more. There's another sign. It says in the scripture, it says the sycamore has been cut down or has fallen, but we will replace it with the cedar. Now, the biblical cedar wasn't called cedar. It was called erez. The erez tree refers to a pine tree. It's of the conifer family. It's also called the panacea tree. It is a very strong evergreen tree. Now, an amazing thing. 2 years after September 11th, at the end of 2003, a strange sight over Ground Zero. An object is being lowered from the sky into the place, into the hole where the sycamore tree had been struck down. On the very same site, that object that was coming down was a tree. What kind of tree? It was a panacea tree, the same exact tree mentioned in the Bible. And the actual kind is actually a sister tree to the cedar of Lebanon, the same thing spoken about. So they actually replaced the sycamore tree. You'd think they'd do it with another sycamore tree. Instead, they did it exactly according to the pattern of judgment. They replaced it with a cedar or erez tree, which then they had a big ceremony around it and christened it and said, this is all part of our hope and all that. Now, that would be enough, but there's more. The ultimate sign here is of the scripture is that Israel, when it had been chastened by the Lord, when he allowed that attack to come, their response was to defy him. And it took the form of the leader saying, listen, they may have, you know, the Lord may have struck down the bricks, but we're going to rebuild stronger with the quarried stone. He may have struck down the sycamore tree, but we're going to build stronger with the cedar tree. Well, the actual sign is the words from the leaders itself making this vow, and they made it right after the Assyrian army had come in. Well, this is amazing. The word of this scripture, after 9/11, the next day, September 12th, it was the morning of September 12th, the nation was just kind of reeling from the shock of it, and the government issued its first response that morning. It was given by the head of the United States Senate, representing the Congress and the people. It was Democratic Majority Leader Tom Daschle. And he said this. He said, as the response to the nation, as 3,000 years ago it was done in Israel, this is what he said from the United States Senate. This is in the records of Congress from Capitol Hill. Floor statement of Senate Majority Leader, morning of September 12th. It's with pain, anger, resolve that I stand before the Senate, a symbol for 212 years of the strength of our democracy. These attacks were an assault on our freedom. It goes on and on. But then at the end, he says this. He says, I know there's only the smallest measure of inspiration that could be taken from this devastation, but there is a passage in the Bible from Isaiah that I think speaks to all of us at times like this. The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with dressed stone. The fig tree or the sycamore have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars. This is what we will do. We will rebuild. Here, out of the mouth of the government, of the Senate Majority Leader, are the actual words. He thought they were words of encouragement. He didn't realize what he was doing.
No, his aide gave him something out of context. It was just the opposite of what he meant.
Exactly. And the thing is, it was exactly. And it was the exact verse of all the verses in the Bible. I mean, you know, most believers don't even know this verse. But to choose this verse, and this is before, he didn't even realize, you know, he could not have realized. This is a prophetic statement. It's like Caiaphas. When he made his prophetic statement without knowing what he was saying, one man should die for the nation. He's saying this not realizing that actually that morning they discovered a sycamore tree struck down, that they would actually fulfill this by replacing this 2 years later, that they would actually rebuild with the quarry stone. They'd actually do everything he said. He didn't realize this was the sign of the nation that is at the dawn of its judgment. And unfortunately, it's also a sign of the nation saying, we are not going to return. It's the government saying that, at least. Now, it's, you know, he was voted out of office after this, but the fact is that that was the statement. God had the very words. And actually, it was repeated by John Edwards, who was running for vice president, and just on the anniversary of 9/11 last year, he used the same scripture. He based the whole on his talk, he had the same scripture without realizing that he was pronouncing judgment on America.
That is so phenomenal. Most Christians didn't even understand that. How did God show this to you?
Well, one thing was 2 years before the event, the Lord did some, before 9/11, did something prophetic, which I want to share with you before the week's over. And he started revealing these things about it, one thing after the other. And then, I happened to walk by. I was at Ground Zero, and I saw where they had that tree, and I said, there's something about this tree down there. There's something biblical. And I started looking, and all of a sudden that verse came up. I put it onto the internet expecting to find things about the, you know, the biblical verse, and all of a sudden it turned up in the annals of Congress on September 12th. Had no idea. That's after I already saw these were the signs of judgment. And the more I looked into it, the more it was one sign after the other, every single thing. And people, the leaders, didn't even realize the words they were saying. From when they laid the stone at Ground Zero, they didn't realize what they were saying, or when they said this from Congress. It's God giving a sign to those who will hear, those who will listen. It's not only to the to the nation, but it's certainly for his people, because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their evil ways, it's for us to lead any revival that's going to take place. We have to take this seriously. We are on limited borrowed time.
We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast, but we're making a CD available that will have Jonathan Kahn's talk, which is just absolutely amazing. But I've also added a special teaching by John McTernan, who has shown that the cause of the Hurricane Katrina has to do with dividing up the land of Israel. He absolutely nails it. And then my friend John Mark Poole, who prophesied before the fact that New Orleans would be underwater, he saw such things happening to Israel, to the United States, to Washington, D.C., it'll make the hair on the back of your neck just stand out. This is such an... Everyone has got to hear these prophecies. He's such a precise prophet. We're making it available for a donation of $15. I'd like you to call or write today for the special CD on Harbinger Warnings. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Halitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.